Those who teach the sutra must enter the room of the ones who have arrived at reality, put on the robes of the ones who have arrived at reality, sit in the seat of the ones who have arrived at reality. Great compassion is the room, the mind of kindness is the robe, the emptiness of all things is the seat. This is where you must be to explain the teaching. If those teaching are all alone in empty places, deserted and still, without human voice, when they recite the sutra, I will appear to them in a body of pure, clean light. If they forget a passage or a phrase, I will tell it to them to make them fluent. If they are in a far-off place, I will send celestial beings and kings of the ocean spirits, earth spirits and demons to be the audience listening to the teaching. If you get close to these teachers, you will quickly find the Bodhisattva path. That reading comes from chapter 10 of the Lotus Sutra. It's a beautiful passage. It was sent to me by one of our preceptees, Rob Kissen-Leper, who is on lockdown in Glasgow. I don't know the Lotus Sutra, really. So I had to check, because Rob has got a wicked sense of humour and he's very capable of writing it himself and sending it to me. So I looked up and it is from the Lotus Sutra. But a wonderful gift, a wonderful gift. I'll read it again in a moment, but maybe just for those of you that like this sort of information, the Lotus Sutra is one of the key texts of Mahayana Buddhism, of later Buddhism. Particularly influential in East Asian Buddhism, China, Japan, Korea. And it was written in Indian dialect and around the time of what we call the beginning of the Christian era, or the beginning of the common era in the West. The first 200 years AD or CE. And it's an enormous text, and it's set in the sort of cosmology of ancient India, and it's full of beings and worlds and realms, and takes place over various kalpas and eons, and it's got this beautiful florid imagery that goes on for hundreds and hundreds of pages. And this is an excerpt from that. The versions that we have of the Lotus Sutra are mostly in Chinese translations. But according to Google, a copy of the old text was found in Pakistan in 1931 by a cattle herder. Sort of detail I remember. It's also appears in the Dunhuang caves in western China. The discoveries that were made there in the 1950s and 60s. Anyway, that's the Lotus Sutra, and it has as its core a kind of teaching of universal primordial Buddhahood over eons everywhere. And the presence of Buddha nature, what they call Buddha nature, everywhere and in everything. The sense of the holiness or sacredness of the entire world. And set in this cosmology are figures called Buddhas and figures on their way to Buddhahood called Bodhisattvas, people who stay in this world to look after all beings. And one of these Bodhisattvas is Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddha of our time. So that's the setting of this. And throughout the universe, there are different kinds of teaching going on. What's referred to as expedient means. It's a bit of a cold strategic phrase, but simply meaning that the truth communicates itself to different people in different ways. And there's always a way. There's always a way at making people's lives meaningful and whole. So some will have a certain kind of teaching that they like, or that they respond to, sorry. Others will have a different kind. Some need sermons, some need chants, some need songs, some need discipline, some need intellectual challenge. Each person, according to their temperament and their situation, will hear the truth in a different way. And in this setting of truth and communication, the sutra talks of teachers and students. So now it's time for me to read it again. Those who teach this sutra must enter the room of the ones who have arrived at reality. Put on the robes of the ones who have arrived at reality. Sit in the seat of the ones who have arrived at reality. Great compassion is the room. The mind of kindness is the robe. The emptiness of all phenomena is the seat. This is where you must be to explain the teachings. If those teaching are all alone in empty places, deserted and still, without human voice, when they recite the sutra, I will appear to them in a body of pure, clean light. If they forget a passage or a phrase, I will tell it to them to make them fluent. If they are in a far-off place, I will send celestial beings and kings of the ocean spirits, earth spirits, and demons to be the audience listening to the teaching. If you get close to these teachers, you will quickly find the Bodhisattva path. This is such inspiring language that it opens the heart. And allows us to hear. It is itself, this piece of paper, the expedient means of teaching. Already, just as it is. As Zen students, our practice is one of embodiment, not just listening, not just teaching, not discussing or thinking, but actually embodying the teaching. So, when we listen to this, we ask ourselves, when it says, those who teach the sutra must enter the room of the ones who have arrived at reality, how do we enter the room of those who have arrived at reality? Where is the room of those who have arrived at reality? That's our practice. That's the koan that comes from this. Where you find yourself at the moment, where you are sitting, is that the room of reality? And how will you find out if you are in the room of reality? You could open your eyes. You could see the green sofa in your room, the picture hanging a little skew on the wall, your child or your grandchild asleep on the floor. Those who teach the sutra must put on the robe of the ones who have arrived at reality. What are the robes of those who have arrived at reality? You yourself. What are you wearing? Those who teach the sutra must sit in the seat of the ones who have arrived at reality. What is the seat of those who have arrived at reality? Is it some far-off cosmic picture we have in our minds of a diamond-studded throne? It may be that. Maybe not only that. How will you find you, yourself, me, myself, how will we find the seat of the ones who have arrived at reality? These empty cushions in the poplar grove zendo belonging to people who were coming from all over the world to do our winter retreat, these empty cushions, are they the seat of reality? Where you are sitting right now, in your couch, or on your meditation stool, is that the seat of reality? How will you answer that question in yourself? And this is not only a little instruction manual for teachers of the Dharma. It's the instruction manual for students of the Dharma. How will you hear this teaching? Great compassion is the room, the mind of kindness is the robe, the emptiness of all phenomena is the seat. This is where you must be to explain the teaching. And this is where you must be to hear it. Great compassion is the room, the mind of kindness is the robe. Open-heartedness, generosity, friendship, intimacy. This is the setting of our life, not just the Buddhist teachings or any spiritual teachings. It's the setting of our life itself. The emptiness of all phenomena, of all things, is the seat. How will you find that seat? The seat of emptiness of everything. Only by letting go. Only by letting go of the anxiety about what on earth emptiness of all phenomena can mean. Only by putting down the anxiety of who is the correct teacher, or am I a good enough student, or how will I know? Emptiness. Going beyond self, with all those anxieties and questions that define us often. Great emptiness. And then there's the next section, which is very comforting for those who find themselves talking about this kind of thing. Often an unchosen path, but one which one does with joy, of course. Trepidation. If those teachings are all alone in empty places, deserted and still, without human voices, when they recite the sutra, I will appear to them in a body of pure, clean light. Namo myoho renge kyo. If they forget a passage or a phrase, I will tell it to them to make them fluent. It's a divine prompting. It's fantastic. If they are in a far off place, I will send celestial beings and kings of the ocean spirits, earth spirits and demons to be the audience listening to the teaching. Even in Poplar Grove, in the middle of the white winter felt, among these stones of the walls, these reeds in the roof, these wooden floorboards, in the middle of nowhere, you are here, you celestial beings sitting at home in your couch and your slippers and your pajamas, listening to this. This is for you. Can you hear? So, all of this is about just giving ourselves away into this world. Again, using the language of this kind of teaching, there is no place where the Buddha does not reach, where holiness, where selflessness and wholehearted living cannot reach. And when we open our eyes, we see the felt outside the window. And you see the picture hanging skewly on the wall and your grandchild asleep on the couch. When we open our ears, we hear the silence of the karoo. You hear the traffic outside your window, perhaps, or the hum of the fridge in the kitchen. And everyone you meet, my wife sitting next to me, you on your empty cushions in front of me, everyone we meet is Buddha itself, is this life. Everything I encounter is myself. Wherever I am, wherever we are, wherever you are, whoever you meet, is communicating and passing to you this sutra, this great body of love and openness and compassion and truth, this reality itself. Then it's not a question of teachers and students. We're all in this together. So all I can say is thank you for listening.